This message is intended for Motzoi Shabbos, for Saturday night, after Shabbos is over, as we are lighting the fifth candle. If you want to listen to it before Shabbos, that's great. I'm not going to have a chance to get anything out after Shabbos, and so we're sending this along now. The fifth day of Hanukkah is really an interesting one. Did you know that it's the only day of Hanukkah that never occurs on a Shabbos? Now, does that mean there's something wrong with that day? The way the calendar works out, you can never have the fifth day of Hanukkah on a Shabbos. So, in the Kabbalistic sources, they say that that indicates paradoxically a special power of day five, that it works entirely without the assistance of Shabbos, because it can never come out on Shabbos. So it pierces the darkness. The light of the fifth day pierces the darkness on its own. There's something very powerful about the fifth day. Here's a clue. What is the Torah reading for the fifth day? So we say, on the fifth day, the leader of the tribe of Shimon, Shlumiel ben Tzurishaddai, he's the one who offered the karban that we read about on the fifth day of Hanukkah, which means that the tribe of Shimon somehow informs us about the nature of the fifth day. Shimon derives his name from Shema Hashem, God has heard, Shmiya, sounding, listening, hearing. And it can be said that real hearing doesn't just mean allowing one's audio system to vibrate with stimuli from the outside world. What it means is to allow things to penetrate. I hear you doesn't mean my ears are working. I hear you means what you said in your real essence penetrated. When we said to God, Na'asa v'nishma, we will do and we will hear, we meant that we're going to allow the Torah to penetrate and really settle into our innermost being. And when we ask God to hear us, we mean, please get us on our real level. Please really understand who we are. Shema Kolenu, when we say to God, hear our voice, we don't mean, God, please, we hope your ears still work. We mean, really absorb the inner essence of our voice when we talk to you, and please see where it's coming from in our deepest, from our deepest place, and allow it to penetrate, so to speak, and take it seriously. So that's what hearing is all about. If a person really hears, if a person really has the ability to hear, he has an inner life. If a person doesn't have the ability to hear, he or she doesn't have an inner life. Everything is just whatever sound, stimuli, event happens out there. It's really what governs my being. I have no inner truth. I have nothing that's my own. I'm not aware of an inner reality, of an inner state. What we call in Hebrew, a pnimius. So the fifth day is a day when we focus on developing a pnimius, on focusing on a pnimius, on an inner state. And we do that by realizing the power of the wisdom of the Torah, the light of the Torah, and its ability to push away the darkness. The fifth day is so powerful because on its own, through the power of Shimon, the power of hearing, we're able to deflect the overwhelming darkness. We've recently seen in current events how hundreds of thousands of people relate to the superficial and don't seem to care about the deeper significance of events. You know, I'm raising my hand, I can't breathe, without looking beyond what that might indicate, what the events might indicate in terms of more profound issues. It's all superficial. And similarly, in life itself, in our relationship with others, we have to make sure that we don't allow the superficial to govern, and that we have to make sure not to live in a world of superficial. So our job on the fifth day is really to listen. And imagine if you were the only one who could really hear. Imagine how well you would listen. Imagine how well you would let things penetrate. Because what are we ultimately listening for? ultimately, what we're always listening for is the will of the creator of the universe, the mission that he has for us. Imagine if you were the only one who could hear, how well you would listen, because if you didn't hear it, nobody would get it. Well, that's really the state of mind, so to speak, that the Jewish people is in. We are here to hear. We are here in this world in order to absorb profoundly the will of God and to project it to the world. That's what we're doing when we're lighting a candle. We're projecting to the world. And in spite of the darkness of superficiality, in spite of your focus on the external, in spite of your adoration of physical beauty and the beauty of the body and the beauty of accomplishment and fame and heroics, we know that there's an inner life, and the inner life is designed to reflect the presence of God in the world. So we're doing this for others. We're doing this for the world itself. That's why we light a candle and project light to the whole world outside into the street. That's the power of the fifth day of Hanukkah. Have a happy, wonderful, holy, uplifting, illuminating Hanukkah.